And let your awareness descend into the body, right down to the ground, where your body, be it your feet, your legs, your buttocks, are in contact with your chair or cushion. Ground your awareness in these tactile sensations. Aware that the tactile sensations have no labels, they are free of thought. So likewise, let your awareness of these bare tactile sensations be non-conceptual. And let the field of your mental awareness now expand and permeate the entire field of somatic sensations. So you're mindfully present throughout this entire field. And rest, settle your body in a state that is relaxed, comfortable, at ease, and still. And vigilant, sitting, if you are indeed sitting, at attention. Spine straight, sternum slightly lifted, and leaving your abdominal muscles loose and relaxed so that when you breathe, there's no impediment, there's no constraint on your abdomen expanding as you gently breathe in. Relaxed, still, and vigilant. And then in terms of the vital point of the speech, it's more subtle. It's subtler challenge than with the body, but attend closely to the rhythm of the respiration, but without in any way intentionally regulating it. Relax deeply, utterly release thoughts, imagery, activities of the mind with every out-breath. So you end each out-breath in inner silence, settling the inner speech of the mind in its natural state of effortless silence. Relax all the way through the end of the out-breath. And maybe even a pause once you've exhaled. Maybe not. But then on that sweet spot, at the very beginning of the inhalation, see that your mind is very quiet, very attentive, non-conceptual. And again, egolessly, relinquishing all control, all effort, relinquishing yourself as an agent, and simply witness the breath flowing in effortlessly as if you were deep asleep. Then we turn to the vital point of the mind. As you relax your mind, set your mind at ease, releasing all concerns, all hopes and fears about the future and the past. And again, simply allow your awareness to rest and settle right where it is, directed neither outwards nor inwards, not directed at all, but simply resting in its natural state. Utterly relaxed, at ease, effortless. And bear in mind that your awareness of being aware has been there all along. Before I mentioned it, you are already aware of being aware, and you weren't giving any effort to it. Throughout the course of the day, you're aware of being aware. You never think you've become unconscious or fainted until you have. So this awareness of awareness is effortless. It's ongoing, and rest right there in that awareness of awareness. And let your awareness again be relaxed, at ease. Releasing all grasping of hopes and fears, desires and aversions, you'll find your awareness naturally settles in stillness. And your awareness is by nature luminous and clear. It illuminates all experiences, all appearances, thoughts, subjective states of mind. It is luminous. It always is, although on many occasions, its natural luminosity is veiled by dullness, by distraction, and so on. So allow your awareness to rest at ease, in stillness, and in its own natural clarity. In this way, you allow the mind to settle in its natural state. And so let's bring this initial settling to a close.